With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has announced on Truth Social that he has agreed to debate Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday, September 24th, accepting an offer from Fox News to host that event. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says in the run-up to the November election, you can expect the mainstream media to ignore the faults of the Biden-Harris administration, including the border, inflation, and crime.
Forget about all that. If you don't vote for Kamala, you're weird, and we're going to treat you like you're weird, and you don't want to be weird, do you?
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Vice President Harris has secured enough votes from Democratic delegates to become her party's presidential nominee. Representative David Joyce says it's too early to blame former Secret Service Director Cheadle's focus on affirmative action for lapses that allowed a gunman to nearly kill Donald Trump last month.
And I don't have any problem with women being on the group, as long as the women are trained and know what their duty is, and that's to take the bullet for the protectee and making sure that first off, hopefully the bullet never comes, but if they do, that to be in line to take make sure that they take that bullet for the protectee and his family.
Congressman Joyce is part of the 13-member House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination. A surprising rise in the unemployment rate last month has rattled financial markets and set off new worries about the threat of a recession.
Financial markets are in a bit of a tizzy, with investors worrying whether perhaps, worst-case scenario, recession's already begun, and it's hard to make that case. But it could be that a more pronounced slowdown than expected is underway.
As Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick, Friday's report from the Labor Department showed employers added just 114,000 jobs in July, far fewer than the 175,000 forecasters had hoped for. This is SRN News. Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. have reached a settlement agreement.
Nearly 4 years after Falwell resigned as the Christian school's president and chancellor, the two parties reached a resolution agreement that settles legal and personal matters. Falwell, who stepped down in August 2000 after reports of marital misconduct, later sued Liberty University. The terms of the deal were not made public. A statement said the agreement protects and preserves Liberty's mission in Christian higher education. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Harvest Ministry celebrated its second annual baptism event at the historic Pirates Cove Beach in California. Approximately 2,000 people were baptized in a ceremony assisted by Senior Pastor Greg Laurie. The event followed Laurie's Harvest Crusade at a packed Angel Stadium that saw more than 5,000 people make professions of faith in Christ. This is SRN News. There's an air of caution as Israelis mark the Sabbath. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedson.
Israel's weekly anticipation of the Sabbath at sundown on Friday is moving noticeably off-center as room for the en masse expectation of an attempted retaliation sweeps the nation. The killings of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh, brazenly carried out on terror patron Iran's home field by an explosive device secreted in his VIP guest quarters some time ago, and the aerial strike that eliminated senior Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in the proxy capital city of Beirut, add embarrassment and humiliation to the already skyrocketing anger behind the calls for reaction in kind. A familiar form of Mideast gallows humor has overtaken conversations as the nation navigates the weekend with caution. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.